Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Al Quiniola.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our keyboard, Stu Gober.
Yeah!
Our drums, Chuck Burgey.
Yeah!
Our conga, Lee Pastora.
Yeah!
Our bass, Eric McCann. Our timbales and percussion, Eddie Colon. Myself, Al Vignola, on guitar. Thank you very much. Good night.
Hi, this is Dan Limpinski. Little did I know that my interest in concert recording, which began about 37 years ago, would turn into a worldwide phenomenon. I did most of my recording in the decade of the 70s, and what a great decade to be a young music fan. There was so much great music. It was the height of the progressive rock era, my favorite form of music, even to this day. I was so fortunate to have seen great performance rock bands at their peak. Genesis, Pink Floyd, Yes, ELP, Frank Zappa, The Who, and many other artists. As you can tell, I did not limit myself to progressive rock. I exposed myself to different forms of music and grew to like a great variety. I had a great personal support system. I had wonderful parents who let me do my thing as long as I kept my nose clean. I had a small circle of friends and two brothers who liked the same kind of music as I did. My life over the decade revolved around three things: school, work, and attending concerts. Live music was my passion, my release from the pressures of work and school. Growing up, attending concerts with your friends was, and still is, a great shared experience, a rite of passage into adulthood. There are so many stories, so many happy memories. But none of this would have been possible without the work of three individuals. First and foremost, Carl Mortstadt, who spent hundreds of hours in digital remastering, identifying songs and compiling set lists, cataloging and documenting all my memorabilia, ticket stubs, articles, notes, and conducting research on dates and events. I am profoundly grateful for all his efforts, and I am now proud to call him my friend. My appreciation goes out to Kevin Hall, also known as DJ's Comics, the man responsible for seeding all the torrents and the writer of so many thoughtful, witty, and charming upload intros. And my thanks to Eric Dyson, a wonderfully talented and creative graphic artist who designed all the jewel case inserts for each artist and show. His creations are downright magical in capturing the essence of the event. Last but not least, I'd like to thank the entire Dime community. The countless expressions of thanks, some simple, some profound. I've read them all, and they've all been received with great appreciation. And I'm overwhelmed with joy that there are so many others like myself who can relate to the importance of music in their lives. I'd also like to acknowledge all the fellow tapers out there, past and present, and thank them for all their efforts. There are undoubtedly more early tapers like me out there, sitting on their treasure. I hope this experience encourages them to come forward, preserve the history, and share the memories. Always remember, the more generous you are with your music, the more it comes back to you. God bless one and all.